It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Film Festival Radio is superstars.
Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone. I hope you're having a very good day. I know that I am. A little warm outside, but, you know, that's expected because we are in sunny Las Vegas. So that's what it does here. It's doing what it does. It's hot and sunny and dry because it's beautiful Las Vegas. Well, listen, we have a show. We've got a show for you there. Hopefully, everybody is in place. You're kind of relaxing so you can listen to us. Yeah, chill out and listen to us here. We have a guest that I know you will enjoy because they have some very, very interesting and entertaining projects that they are a part of. And we'll be here to tell you about them here. So starting with our first guest, she is an author. Her name is Tasha Van Howe, and she has a new book that definitely is for people who, you know, you think you are having, you know, we meet, everybody has problems. Everybody goes through things. And some people go through more than others, and we don't know why, of course, that is. But this author, Tasha Van Howe, her story, she and her husband's story is one that is filled, has so far in their young lives been filled with a lot of tragedies. And she, so many, in fact, that she has chronicled the ups and downs in their journey in this new book titled Miss Me Always. And so I don't want to give away too much, but she will be joining us shortly to tell us more about her brand new just released book there. And we also have our second guest is a guy. Hey, first of all, how many of you out there are you fans of cowboys, the rodeo? PBR, bull riding, PBR, yeah, professional bull riding. If that's your thing, you are going to love our second guest here. He is one of the cast members of this new show on Prime, Amazon Prime Video, titled The Ride. Yeah, it's a show that kind of takes a back behind the scenes look at the people who are a part of the PBR bull riding, professional bull riders. And the show probes into their family lives and their childhood and, you know, how reality shows do what they do. And so, again, it's called The Ride, and it is on Prime Video, airing right now. And you can go see it. Just look at, just kind of, you know, do a, what do you call it? I'm losing my train of thought here. Somebody's trying to get my attention is what it is. But anyway, you can just binge watch. That's the phrase I'm looking for. You can binge watch all episodes. It's airing right now as we speak. Now, wait until we, don't do it while we're on, okay? Just wait until we're done and then go watch the show. But I grew up in Texas, as many of you know, and also lived a while in Tennessee. So yeah, rodeos, cowboys, professional bull riding, bronco steer wrestling, all of that. That's part of my heritage. So I especially love this show. So yeah, go check it out. And before you do that, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have our first guest, author Tasha Van Howe. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Film Festival Radio Show.
This is Drew and Jonathan Scott, the Property Brothers, and you are listening to Film Festival Radio
with Janice Malone.
Well, as I said earlier, our first guest has just an amazing story of victory, tragedy, and triumph to tell. And her new book is titled, again, Miss Me Always. The author is Tasha Van Howe. And this book is written for anyone who has ever experienced loss or struggled with infertility, or maybe you tried to adopt a child or two, challenges with that. That is part of what this book is about. It is a very moving piece of work that people just, when you read it, you will not believe all of this happened to one person along with her husband. And again, it's the personal tale of tragedy and triumph, and including navigating her marriage to, you know, she did all the so-called right things. She married her high school sweetheart, and they suffered through a lot of years of infertility. They even lost a son that she gave birth to. They had other tragedies. She, after she birthed the baby, she lost the inability to walk because the labor was so intensive, and failed attempts at IVF, in vitro fertilization, of course. She even thought about suicide, just so much. Then there was an adoption scandal that ended in such heartbreak, just one tragedy after the other, after the other. How in the world did this young lady and her husband survive all of this? Well, they did. Their faith and their love for each other, and they pulled through. And I don't want to tell too much because we want the author to tell the rest of the story. So let's take a listen to my recent interview with Tasha Van Hau. And again, the book is titled Miss Me Always. So let's take a listen right now.
And good morning.
Hi, Tasha. So nice to chat with you this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's just jump right in here. I have so many questions. I wish I had more time, but I've got these 10 minutes and we're going to jump in here. So your new book is titled Miss Me Always. And I guess maybe to kind of sum it up, helping people to how to move forward after grief. You and your husband have experienced so much grief, but yet there was triumph at the end of the road here. So why did you decide to write this book? It's very personal information, even though it's very helpful.
I wasn't going to in the beginning. However, a lot of people who hear our story, whether they are strangers or family friends, have all said that I need to share my story. And after some consideration and thinking about it, I realized everything that we had gone through, there has to be a better outcome. There has to be a reason for it. This can't be it. And I thought, you know, when we were going through everything, whether it was the loss of our son or a scandalous adoption, or I couldn't walk anymore, all my dark thoughts, I thought, I didn't want to feel alone, and I would look for, you know, outlets and places that I could sort of talk with others. And it was a little bit difficult. And I realized, let me write this book. If it could reach at least this one person, then it was worth it.
And so, as you mentioned, and as you lay out the entire story within the book, again, it's Miss Me Always. The loss of your precious son, then the years of infertility. Did you and your husband, did you ever have these questions of why us? What did we do wrong? Does God, is he still with us? How did you resolve those types of questions? Or did you have those kinds of questions?
Absolutely. Actually, it is one thing I talk about in the book. And I used to journal a lot. And I was a very big prayer for every little thing. Even, you know, if I saw a stray dog on the side of the road, I'd say a quick prayer. And I didn't understand why this was happening to Jeff and I, my husband and I, every single day. And I still question why. Why was this our outcome? Why was this our story? I kind of jokingly say, you know, when I go to heaven, I'm going to have a lot of questions before I enter through those gates, because I don't understand it. However, I feel like being with my husband, having the support that we've had, and talking it out, taking steps slowly every day, I've been able to sort of overcome those questions.
Now, in addition to losing your son, I understand that you had several years of in IVF, in vitro fertilization, of course. In addition, then later on, you finally, both of you decided to choose adoption. And then there is this
adoption scam. What can you give us a summary of what happened? I mean, we see these kind of stories on Dr. Phil, Inside Edition, you know, those kinds of news shows. So in your case, what happened?
Yes. It was quite the scandal for us. We decided to do a private adoption only because we thought about foster to adopt, but with all the loss that we had already had, we were worried about fostering a child and then that child being taken from our home. So we decided to do a private adoption, and a birth mother had chosen us. It was unhoused, and we were able to get her a hotel, clothing, food, cell phone, and we paid for her care for several months. I went to all the doctor's appointments with her. I really connected, and so I thought I had bonded with her. And when Jeff and I arrived at the hospital, they said that she had given the child to a different family. Oh. About a week later, the police called us and asked us if we knew what happened to the child, because they were informed she sold that baby for $6,000. So I'm assuming they had that planned all along, or I really don't know. But in the end, we went home without the baby.
Oh, my goodness. That is so awful. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ah, gosh. So, all right. So that there's another blow to you and your husband. And so, you know, going through this, these were like back-to-back-to-back major issues. And let's go back to after you did give birth to your son, you had some major problems, a loss where you couldn't walk, postpartum issues. So let's talk about that. And how long were you not able to walk?
I was in a wheelchair for about a year, maybe a little longer than a year. It was actually a little over a year. And until I was able to fully, I guess, start using a walker on my own. I did have complications from an epidural. And after, I think it was the second day in the hospital, I kept telling nurses and doctors, I can't feel my legs. And they said, oh, it's the epidural. It'll wear off. And by the third day, they said, time to get up and use the bathroom up in Adams. And I fell to the floor in the bathroom because I absolutely had no strength in my legs. They were just wet noodles and I collapsed. Mm-hmm. And that's when they realized something was going on. So I had nerve damage from the epidural. Having my legs were dormant for so long during labor that when it was finally time to push and they moved my legs, I created nerve damage. It is completely lost feeling in my legs.
Oh my goodness. That is a lot. So you're dealing with the loss of your walking abilities, the loss of your son, and then you had other postpartum issues, I understand. So again, all of these emotional issues, physical issues, what are you praying? What are your prayers sounding like then? Are you asking God still why or when is this going to end? I understand that you had thoughts of suicide as well.
Yes, I did. I was in a very dark place. And my thoughts of suicide, I really, especially in the beginning, I actually thought it was just the depression. And I figured it was completely normal. I'm depressed. I lost my son. I can't walk. No one would fault me for it. And it wasn't until one day my husband and I were on a little staycation and I was looking, we were, you know, on the 20 something floor. And I thought to myself, I could really jump out that window right now and nobody would mind. Like they would understand. And my thoughts were so clear that it actually scared me. And I grabbed Jeff, my husband, and I told him, and I said, I don't really want to die. I don't, this isn't me. But I have this overwhelming urge to do so. And that's when we sort of realized that it wasn't just depression or grief through the loss of our son. It was postpartum as well. So it was just sort of a double whammy for us. In those moments, I screamed to God every day. I screamed, why? I lived in a world of why. I didn't understand. I would yell, haven't I been a good person? And what have I done to deserve this? But it was in those moments that I would look at my husband, you know, helping me bathe or helping me get around the house and taking on the duties that I've had to do. And one of the things that he really stepped up and helped me with was I was my mother's caretaker at that time. She was with us and she had Alzheimer's. Now he had to do that as well. And it was in those moments that I said, I can't let him live like this. I've got to better myself. And whether it was God who's going to get me through or not, I had to figure it out.
Oh, my goodness. It seems like you two were, you and your husband were the ideal cute couple. You were high school sweethearts and got married. And like most couples, you wanted to start a family. And then all of this tragedy just back to back happens. What message do you hope readers will take away from after reading your book?
I want other couples who are going through the struggle of having their family to not lose sight on each other. That was big for me, was to remember that, you know, it started with my husband and we've had each other, and to lean on each other and to communicate. And so I don't want other couples to lose sight of that. Also, trust in your journey and advocate for yourself. A lot of the times I look back on what we went through and I feel like I didn't advocate and speak up for myself enough as I should have. So I want our experience to be sort of a learning platform for others to learn to advocate for yourself and trust in your journey, trust your gut, and really just don't lose hope.
I'm going to see, can I squeeze this last question in here? So where are you and your husband now as far as family? Have you adopted or do you plan on, or just where are you now with that whole topic?
It's funny that you asked that, just because I sort of thought, well, I think we might be done and this is it. And recently my husband said, what do you think about adopting a 5-year-old? So that's been on the table lately.
Oh, that would be so sweet. I sure hope that you guys do so. It sounds like you would make beautiful, wonderful parents. And so we'll just
see you.
We'll just follow. By the way, how can people follow you on social media, keep up with your journey, you and Jeff? Where can we find you?
I am on Instagram, and you can follow our journey under Author Van Howe.
Author Van Howe. Okay, we got it. And the book again is Miss Me Always. We didn't have time to get into the significance of the title because I know we're running out of time. But again, just go to your social media, your Instagram, and we'll follow you, and we'll see if that 5-year-old is going to be a part of the Van Howe family. So thank you so much,
we'll
Tasha.
See.
Yeah, we're gonna see. I'm gonna sign up and become one of your followers today, and we will find
okay,
out.
Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for such a beautiful book. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure, and it was wonderful to speak with you, Janice. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Same here. Then take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we are back with more of the show as we roll on here on Film Festival Radio Show. Got a little country music there to kind of get your blood rolling and do a little boot scooting there. And we're doing this in honor of my next guest we're about to talk to. If you are a fan of the rodeos and cowboys and bronco riding and bull riding, the PBR. Yeah, PBR. You know, they have their annual, I think it's called the PBR World Finals that they have here in every fall. And I'm going to try to make it out this year. So yeah, it's a big deal. So that brings me to my guest. And as I said, if you're a fan of PBR, you know of this young man. His name is Ezekiel Mitchell. Everybody calls him Zeke. And he is one of the professional bull riders that is featured in this new Amazon Prime Video docuseries called The Ride. And it just started a few days ago, started on May 30th. And so Zeke is a rising star in the PBR world, gotten the media's attention. He's an African-American bull rider, and he is tops in his field of professional bull riding, and he's a champion. He is the first, I believe, African-American
professional bull rider to hold that title in over 40 years was the last time they had a black cowboy to hold that title. So he's from the Houston area, which is where I grew up. And so we have a lot to talk about. And this series, if you haven't done so already, check it out. It's on Prime Video there. It's called The Ride, R-I-D-E, The Ride, especially if you love country, I should say just country music, but also you love the rodeo, you love cowboys and all of that whole, it's fun to wear the hats and the boots. I have some of the most coolest cowboy boots. Please, you have to see them. But anyway, I talked to him earlier this morning, actually, and it was, I mean, really early, like 6:30 a.m. our time. So anyway, let's roll it with my chat with Zeke. Yeah, Zeke, we call him, well, people call him Zeke, Zeke Mitchell, and he is one of the featured celebrities, I guess you can say now, on The Ride. So let's take a listen right now.
And, you know, have Zeke.
Well, good morning, Zeke. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I have been anxious to talk to you all the week because we have a lot in common. I grew up in Houston. I understand that you are from the Houston area. What town are you from?
Baytown.
Oh my goodness, I have relatives there. Okay. Wow, that makes it even better. So you are one of the featured performers, personalities, I should say, on Amazon Prime Video's new docuseries, The Ride. And it's all about the scary but exciting world of professional bull riding, PBR. Zeke, how in the world did you get into this fun but dangerous sport?
I don't know. Kind of just always wanted to be a bull rider, always wanted to be a cowboy, and it just kind of fell naturally to me. I always say I don't think I chose bull riding. I think it chose me.
Well, you do it very well. You are definitely one of the top ranked bull riders in the world. Plus, you are an African American. I guess, yeah, we can call bull riding athletics. Yes, we can do that. So does that put any does that put any extra pressure on you? Because it's enough pressure doing this kind of work, but does that put any extra on you?
No, ma'am, not at all. At the end of the day, I'm just a bull rider. Skin color is cool and all, but I'm just a bull rider.
You say it so casual. I'm just a bull rider. That's not that casual. It's a lot, as people should know. But you know what? You probably are too young to remember this, but this bull back in the day, Bodacious. I'm sure you've heard the legend of Bodacious the bull.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
J31.
That's right. That's him. I my mom and I used to love, we were all, unfortunately, we would be on the side of Bodacious because we just loved him so much. But do you have a favorite bull that you have not tackled just yet? Are you planning on tackling him or what?
I guess going right now, I'd have to say it's a bull called Flapjack from HD Pace. Just a big, strong, just honest bucking bull. So I really have aspirations of riding him. And I've had a shot at him one time and he got me on the ground. So I'd like to return the favor.
Well, now, Zeke, as we mentioned, bull riding is very dangerous. It's fun. Higher risk with injuries, higher than the NFL. Do you ever think about how, you know, the injurious part of it, or you just want to jump in there and do it? And have you had serious injuries yet?
No, I haven't really had any serious injuries yet. I mean, God's really been good to me, built me durable, I guess. And then as far as looking at injuries go, we know that it's an inherent danger whenever we get into the sport, but there's inherent danger in everything that we do in life. So I just try to keep a positive mindset and don't really think about it. I can die doing anything. I can die sitting here in this room doing nothing. So might as well do what I love.
Well, that's very true. Well, now, again, the new series, docuseries, The Ride, premiered earlier this week. So what are some things that we're going to be, for people who haven't tuned in yet, what are we going to see about the world of PBR and the whole sport? What are we going to see?
You're going to see how raw and real our lives are and how we live just like everybody else. There's guys with wives and kids, and we all have families, and we're living a real life, and then we go and do battle with our team and our brothers and try to face this inherent danger like we've already spoke of. So it is definitely it's different. it's different than anything anybody's probably ever watched. But I think everybody's going to enjoy it, and it's going to bring a whole new light and a whole new understanding and a whole new love for the sport of bull riding for a lot of people.
Yeah, like I said, it's been popular, especially if you grew up in the South. Well, really anywhere, but especially in Texas. Something about wrestling, wrestling and bull riding and rodeo. If you're from Texas, we know all about that, don't we?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yes, for sure.
Well, now, okay, so if people want to reach out to you and cheer you on and such as that, tell us your social media handles.
My social media handle is THE Blue Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
So that's my handle on Instagram. My handle on TikTok is also THE Blue Mitchell, but with 90 at the end, so THE Blue Mitchell 90. And then my Facebook is just my name, Ezekiel Mitchell, professional bull rider.
Okay. Well, now we know we've got the ride. You're a part of that docuseries. What else is coming up that you're involved in that we can look forward to?
As of right now, the ride is it. Right now, I have a Snapchat series that I did a few years back. It's called Life by the Horns. It's still out, and people can still tune in to watch that a little more in depth on me as well. And also my cousins and my family and my bull riding brother. So you can see all that on Life by the Horns. Then also we're just looking forward to the team series that's coming up here, starting in mid-July. So it's bull riding and business.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So
you've got brothers that also are bull riding. So it's just, this bull riding is just in the DNA I see here.
No, my little brother got into bull riding whenever he kind of, well, watched me, and they took a little bit of an interest in it. So not all of them do it, but one of them does. So it's pretty cool.
That's good to have talk shop with the brothers bull riding. But I am here. We're based here in Vegas, and we know that the big international bull riding championship happens usually in the fall here. So hopefully we will see you there later on this year.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I'm going to be cheering for you. I'll have that Texas flag, and you'll know me. I'll have my Texas flag, and so we'll be cheering you on.
Yes, ma'am.
But for
time,
that's right. We got and the cowboy boots, the hat, the whole outfit. We got to stick together there. So for the meantime, okay, we're going to tune in to The Ride exclusively on Prime Video. So Zeke, thank you for chatting this morning and give us some insight behind the scenes about The Ride and about your career as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you for having me on.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll see you in the fall right here in Vegas.
Yes, ma'am. Can't wait for it.
Okay, then. Take care, then. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
Okay, thank you so much, Zeke. Yeah, that professional bull riding is some serious, serious business. So you've got to really love, well, so is, you know, really any professional sport, but the ones that are really dangerous like that, football, professional bull riding, it's a lot. But these
people enjoy what they do, and we just pray for their safety because they entertain us quite well. So make sure, again, that you tune in to The Ride that is airing currently on Prime Video. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio Show. I want to thank both of our guests for joining us. Author Tasha Van Howe, again, her new book is titled Miss Me Always. What a very inspiring and motivational story that she and her husband have. And we're going to be following them to see whether or not they adopt that five-year-old that she mentioned. So anyway, we're going to wrap it up here. So thank you guys and gals for always listening to us here on the show. We've been on the show here. Gosh, we've been doing the podcast version of this show since 2007. Yes, when nobody cared what a podcast was or they knew what a podcast was. And then we've been with the radio station here in Las Vegas. Now we're on two stations here in Vegas, and we've been here now 4 years. So thank you for all of the support locally here in Las Vegas and for the other listeners around the world. We have listeners in India, Southeast Asia, just really all over the world. And we love the email that we receive from you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your pets, whomever. We appreciate you. So drop us a line sometime. We'd love that. The mailing address is info@filmfestivalradio.com. That's it. And we'll say hello to you. You say hello to us, okay? So we'll see you on the next edition of the show. So have a great rest of the day or evening, whatever time zone you're in, and we'll see you next show. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.